To call an actor a Hollywood legend sounds like hyperbole, but Norman Lloyd really was. His manager told the Associated Press that he died Tuesday at his home in Los Angeles. He was 106 years old. NPR's Netta Ulaby has our remembrance.
Norman Lloyd, born in 1914, got his start performing with the Federal Theater Project, part of President Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal in the 1930s.
Extra, extra, understand, going into show business.
The Federal Theater Project employed hundreds of out-of-work actors. And Lloyd, the son of a Jersey City store manager, soon started acting with Orson Welles at his acclaimed Mercury Theater. Then, Alfred Hitchcock hired Norman Lloyd to play the saboteur in his 1942 movie, Saboteur.
The big scene, if I may say so, is my falling off the Statue of Liberty.
That's Norman Lloyd in 2013 on Los Angeles public radio station KCRW. The movie ends with his character dangling from the statue's torch after tussling with the hero.
Can you get a grip with your feet? I can't.
And then spectacularly plummeting to his death.
Go!
Because Norman Lloyd had long associated with leftists like Orson Welles, he found it hard to get hired during the McCarthy blacklists of the 1950s. So Hitchcock gave him another job, behind the scenes, producing his popular TV show. Over Norman Lloyd's 9 decades of producing, directing, and acting, he appeared on screen with everyone from Charlie Chaplin to Daniel Day-Lewis. He was directed by the great French filmmaker Jean Renoir. And you may have seen him in the movies Dead Poets Society or the comedy Trainwreck. It was his final role at age 100, or in dozens and dozens of TV shows. Murder, She Wrote, Modern Family, Star Trek, The Next Generation, or the 1980s hospital drama St. Elsewhere. Lloyd starred as a doctor.
You've caught an infection, Francine, but it has nothing to do with your operation.
Originally, that role was supposed to last just a few episodes because the doctor he played had cancer. But as Lloyd told the Archives of American Television in 2012, the show decided to keep him around.
And so the character went for 6 years with the longest remission on record.
Norman Lloyd was also known as a devoted Hollywood husband. He was married to actress Peggy Lloyd for 75 years until her death at age 98 in 2011. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.